springtime. The days are getting longer. The temperature is getting warmer. And the show is getting better and better. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll be joined by a very special guest, Billy Gardell. You know him from the hit CBS sitcom Mike and Molly, and now you know him from the new game show Monopoly Millionaires Club, which airs all over the country Saturdays and Sunday. Billy will stop by and chat with me and Christina Staffa. We'll talk about the new game show, we'll talk about Mike and Molly, and we'll talk about all things Billy Gardell. And then we'll shift our focus and take a look at Nepal. What a situation. They had that massive earthquake back on April 25th. And then just this past Tuesday, another one. This one was, I think, 7.3 on the Richter scale. It is a very serious situation in Nepal. And one of the biggest problems they have is clean water and sanitary facilities. We will be joined by someone from the organization Water Aid Nepal. They are on the ground and they are doing what they can to try to head off what is a coming humanitarian crisis. And then this week's entertainment report with Christina, followed by how shopping has changed over the past 10 years. It really has changed a lot. You don't go to the store anymore. You simply grab your phone and tap and click away. Well, we start things off this hour with the tragic situation in Philadelphia this past week. The crash of an Amtrak train as it left 30th Street Station and was en route to New York City. 285 people, I believe, were on board. Several dead, several hospitalized. And it makes me wonder about one thing. What about seatbelts on trains? Can't you be pulled over if you're driving in your car and you don't have your seatbelt on? Would you go on a plane and not put a seatbelt on? You have to. They tell you at certain times you must have it on. What about on a train? That train can travel at 100 miles an hour at several points between Philadelphia and New York City. Now, as we know, that train was trying to negotiate a very, very tight hairpin turn in Philadelphia. But still, if you had your seatbelt on, the likelihood of being thrown and tossed about in those cars as they rolled and tumbled off the tracks, well, it would have been minimized. Do you know that Congress actually passed a law saying that Amtrak does not have to follow state seatbelt laws? And do you know that Congress also passed a law that immunized Amtrak against being sued for someone being hurt because they didn't have a seatbelt on or didn't have one available to them? Are you kidding me? Do you think in this day and age when we are being watched in our cars where we can't do this, we can't do that, we have to do this, we have to do that, what about on our trains? What about our train system that is run by the federal government? Amtrak is the government. They own and they run that train line because train travel plummeted so much in the 70s, railroads couldn't make it on their own. And even now, Amtrak can't make it on its own. That's why you're traveling around in 40, yes, I said 40-year-old train cars. Some of those cars that were strewn all over the tracks in Philadelphia earlier this week were 40 years old. Really? Even on local commuter lines, the local commuter line near where I live, I travel into New York City on train cars that I went to work with my father in back in the mid-1970s. There's something wrong with that. Why can't you have a seatbelt on a train? And why can't you be compelled to have it on? Because when you're on a train, think about this too. You sleep on a train, so you are in an incredibly prone position. You get, you know, people will stretch out on the seats on Amtrak trains, and they will doze off. And then when something like what happened this week happened, you're tossed around like rag dolls inside these train cars. I think it's time for anyone who rides on one of these trains, be it Amtrak or a local commuter line, to demand seatbelts. Do you know how much we're being charged to ride on these trains? Do you know that Amtrak is several hundred dollars if you want to take a ride on their Acela train, the fancy train from New York down to Washington? Travel in luxury. How about traveling in safety, bud? It's amazing, folks. Your government at work. Stay with us or not at work. Billy Gardell coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. The Mayo Clinic is reporting some 10% of Americans will get ulcers at some time. Peptic ulcers are marked by open sores on the inner lining of the stomach or small intestine, even the esophagus. If anyone's ever had these, they're brutally painful and the medicines have horrible side effects and cause endless discomfort. But believe it or not, we can now thank some scientists in Saudi Arabia who say they found a natural and safe alternative ulcer treatment, which we here in America call arugula, and throw in our salads without a second thought. The World Journal of Gastroenterology confirms the research by showing that albino rats with ulcers had huge reductions in stomach acid. And get this, the same rats pre-treated with arugula extract were protected from ulcers despite exposure to a host of toxins and stresses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. As part of the divorce settlement, Bob signed the deed of their house over to Amy. Even though the divorce is final, Bob's name is still attached to the house because the mortgage is in both their names. Unfortunately, there's only one legal way to remove Bob's name from the loan, and that's to refinance the house. But their current interest rate is 4%. The best rate Amy can get by herself is 6%. So Amy showed the bank her divorce papers and asked them to remove Bob's name. But they refused because they'd be losing a source of collection in case of default. So what can Amy do to get Bob's name off her house? Stay tuned for the final verdict. By refinancing, Amy would lose her 4% interest rate, which would be financially reckless. The only thing she can do is keep the loan, but record the new deed with the county, ensuring her legal status as the sole owner of the house. And that's the final verdict.